Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. I am Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I'm here as always with my wonderful co-host, Karen Swim. She is the head honcho at Solo PR Pro, which is a wonderful membership organization that brings all of us solos together. Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I am great, Michelle. How are you doing?
I am well, thanks. Yeah, you know, rounding out August. It's, you know, kind of that, I don't want to say sleepy time, but the last 2 weeks of August are always a little bit, I don't know. I don't usually take them off because I'm one of those weirdos who I love the shore and the beach, as the rest of the world calls it, but not when it's really hot and all the people are there. So it's kind of that last ditch vacation time. So I kind of like it to kind of, you know, okay, let me catch up on my stuff and, you know, head down, do the work, because I know in a week or so, in spite of the pandemic, people will have their heads, you know, focused back on their desktops and laptops and things in one team.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. This time of year too, because it does feel like things kind of, you know, move at a slower pace, which is really nice because you feel like you have the opportunity to catch your breath before we head into the fast-paced fall season and Q4, which is like a big, fast, huge sprint to the end of the year.
Exactly. Especially in our weird world. So, and, you know, so it kind of brings us, well, it doesn't kind of, it brings us to our topic today of boundaries. You know, as we work for ourselves, we have a lot of freedom in how we set up the way we work. But, you know, with that, you're still managing your time and relationships with others. So, you know, we thought today we would cover that on two fronts, really. You know, time, as far as I generally work from, you know, X AM to X PM, but also boundaries as you, you know, or probably better known as scope creep, you know, your boundaries as you work on projects and things like that. So here we go.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, it's, we chose this topic because it's one that everyone can struggle with, and we need those gentle reminders that boundaries are a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's funny, Michelle, this does not only apply to solos and micro agencies, it also applies to our friends that work in companies that, I don't know where we got this idea as working people, however you work, that your boundaries are set by someone else. That is, could not be further from the truth. You get to set your own boundaries.
Yeah, I'll try that.
You know, and the way that I think of boundaries are that they're a loving thing to do, that you have this fence that you build around your world, and that fence lets you know when something is breaching it, like, or when something's gone too far. Like, you have to have those markers. You just do. Otherwise, you let anything into your space. And when that happens, you can find yourself working in an environment that's less than satisfying. It opens you up to abuse. And believe it or not, abuse happens in professional situations as well. So I think it's really important to have those markers.
Absolutely. It certainly does. And I think, you know, as you were saying that, the whole notion of managing expectations came to mind, because that's certainly part of it, right? Yeah. You know, I need to, another great, you know, premise that I try to live by is, and, you know, I learned it the hard way. You train people how to treat you.
Yeah.
So always be mindful of that. And especially in our specific world where, you know, it's not like, you know, oh, okay, well, I have to pay those bills tomorrow, and then I'm going to work on that quarterly report, you know, whatever. It's, oh, hey, this is happening. You know, TV station wants to talk to a client like tomorrow. Oh, okay. You know, we have to re-triage our days. So, you know, it's not that we always have control over our world, But I think as best we can in under regular circumstances, we really should. It brings to mind last year at the Pennsylvania Conference for Women, Elizabeth Gilbert was one of the speakers. And she spoke, like you said, about that fence of drawing a circle around yourself. And don't be afraid to say no or to not let certain things in if it just doesn't feel right or if it's not working for you. And that's not to say you're going to be just so solid and adamant and be like, no, you know, rather it's okay, sure. You're asking for this now. Well, here's what I can do and still solve your problem. Or on the other side of things, if it's a scope creep situation, you could, you know, reply of, hey, yeah, happy to do that for you. But you know, it is outside of the work we originally agreed to. So here is, you know, I'd be willing to do it for this, or, you know, here is what that is going to cost. And don't be afraid of that. You know, even if you think, oh, I hate talking money, or, oh, that's so awkward, I'm afraid I'll lose the client. I think sometimes, well, I know certainly for myself, we get in our own head and we, you know, think forward to scenarios that are the worst, partly because that's part of our job is to think through the worst scenarios and problem solve our way back. But yeah, it's just so key to keep all of that in mind as you, you know, run your business.
And I love that one of the common things that you just said, and you said it, you hit the nail on the head, and it's that word that comes up a lot for entrepreneurs, fear, is that it's all fear driven. You know, I can't do this because I'm afraid that I'll lose business, or I'm afraid that I won't get business, or I'm afraid that the client will be upset. And so, yeah, boundaries are not, you know, doesn't mean that you are not flexible or a terrible, you know, business person or public relations person, like bad you, that somebody's going to slap you on the hand and say, you know, shame on you for not being willing to do that. It really, again, it creates and cultivates an environment that allows you to be your best self and do your best work. So, you know, example for me, I've really learned and I continue to learn, because as we grow and as we change and we go through different life chapters, sometimes you have to make adjustments. But in this particular season, when the world is so chaotic and there's so many moving pieces and so much uncertainty, I've learned that I really have to allow myself time during the week, uninterrupted time, free of distraction, where I can actually work, where I can think, where I can plan, where I can strategize. So my way of doing that has been to shove meetings into certain days of the week. So I don't have meetings 5 days a week, mm-hmm. because that was driving me up a wall. It was crazy. And it meant that every single day I was creating these disruptions in my day when I didn't have time to focus. Maybe that works for some people out there. It didn't work for me. So I set a boundary. And so I simply turned down meetings that are on my non-meeting days. It's not that hard to do. I just move them to another day. There's some days that are super heavy with meetings, other days that are a little bit lighter, and some days that are completely meeting free by design. I didn't have to make a big announcement about it. It doesn't make me inflexible. It just means suggesting another day and time, like, hey, you know, how about this day instead? Do you have time on this day? This time.
Right, right. And you know what? It's all it is really just taking control of your calendar, right? I know I had to, you know, school myself on that too, of, yeah, I always want to be available to everyone. Sure. I want to be helpful. I'm helpful. And then you realize, whoa, wait a second, what's happening here? my calendar is filling up and not in a good way. And I love what you said. And I think just for the energy flow, or, you know, just how you feel, I rarely, if ever, will take a meeting on a Monday, because people, it's Monday. You know, you're just kind of getting back on track, saying, all right, you know, prioritizing your week, getting some work done. Similarly, I really try to stay away from Fridays, especially afternoon, because I don't care how much of a dynamo you are. It's still, when you get to that day, you think, oh gosh, why did I agree to that? Why did I say I would do that? That's ridiculous. And yeah, and you know what days of the week work best for you. You know what benchmarks you have to hit with different projects or clients, you know, for some of you, it might be Tuesdays and Thursdays are great for me, or, you know, just do what's best for you, but don't be afraid to plant those flags around your time. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard it from, you know, a bunch of, you know, self-help and planners of, you know, literally blocking out that time on your calendar. I live by my Google Calendar. I love it. It helps me. Doesn't mean I don't move things around a lot.
But you have to start with some markers. Yeah. And once you start to enforce those markers for yourself, you'll find that it's so easy to do. And it doesn't. And again, to the outside world, what I learned pretty early on is that your clients and the people that you work with, they actually expect you to take care of yourself. They expect you to charge enough. Yeah. They expect you to take the time off that you need. They expect you to give yourself enough time to do the work that's requested. It's a given in their mind. They are not actively trying to take advantage of you or victimize you. So if they're just automatically thinking that, of course, you're doing that for yourself, why wouldn't you? Right. And so often we don't. We are treating clients like they are our caretakers and that they have this responsibility to get our needs met. They're getting their needs met. Mm-hmm. And you need to get your needs met too. And guess what? There is a place where both of you can get what you want and work how you want and work together. And it'll be so much more harmonious.
So true. So true. Yeah. You know, and sometimes I do have to catch myself because I realized a long time ago that it was a negative reinforcement for me of, you know, thinking, ooh, they're going to come after me. They're going to want this project now. And I sat myself down and said, you are ridiculous. You're using this and instilling your own fear. No one is, you know, yelling at you over the phone, like, where is that? I'm like, that's ridiculous. It's okay to do it in its own time. And it works out. You are a diligent person. You meet deadlines. You know, I had to tell myself, stop it. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, there are situations where you will be working with or for people and organizations where you just have to have that difficult conversation or find ways to rein it in. You know, we've all had the texter, you know, at bizarre times, or, oh, I just thought of this. And you're just like, whoa, wait a second. You know, I am not on 24/7. I am not a brain surgeon on call. These things can wait. And that's, you know, that's certainly where the fear rears its head, right? When you have to have those conversations of, you know, these are my office hours and I will gladly respond, you know, between this time. If it's urgent, of course, you may contact me these ways, but you know, otherwise this is how I work and that's okay. And I've seen many situations where, you know, solos will say that right up front, you know, hey, I work on client work, you know, these days of the week, usually during these times. It's not to say you can't contact me outside of those times, but this is your time and the rest is mine.
You know, and here's the thing again about having those markers and those boundaries is that you recognize when they're breached immediately and you can, you know, gently correct. Yeah. But I am a huge fan of, you said it early on, of managing expectations by setting them up front. These are the conversations that you have. So when you're onboarding a client, you know, I have an onboarding document that, you know, shares how they can reach our team, what our hours are. And, you know, we talk about how the communication preference is right up front. So if some clients, you know, some clients love, you know, a phone call, some clients love a text message. We talk about all that. If you know, one of those things is not your jam, you know, if you're not a text message person, then maybe you can limit that and say, you know, hey, I'm great with text messages for short, quick, you know, things that, would lend itself to a sentence or two, but for anything that we would need a record of, email works the best for me. So let's use email for this. Let's save the text messages for short, quick answers or things that are, you know, urgent that you don't want to fall through the cracks, and set your hours. Like, you know, you can email me whenever you want to, and I'll respond. You know, if you send me something after hours because you're working, not a problem. Just, you know, don't expect me to respond in the middle of the night or, you know, or on the weekend. I, you know, might see it, but I'm not going to respond until Monday morning. It just, those are conversations. It's not mean. It's, you know, how will people know if you don't have the conversation with them? It's like going to a restaurant, sitting down and expecting your server to know exactly what you want to eat. They don't know until you actually give them your order, and then they're happy to serve it to you.
Right. Right. Exactly. And, you know, and I have clients that do a hybrid of all those, you know, of all those different ways of reaching out, and it's, you know, and it's been fine. You know, I'm happy to text. And sometimes that's, like you say, it's great for the short thing. Like, hey, are you available for XYZ next week? You know, because I know it'll, I'll be able to track them down, and it works. But I, yeah, just setting the table at the outset is really helpful both to you and them. I mean, it's perfectly what you said with, you know, the server doesn't know what you want for lunch. Why not? Yeah. Why not? You know, and then similarly, you know, boundaries with scope creep, you know, sometimes, and I've fallen, I don't say fallen victim. I mean, I do it to myself, you know, where you're having fun working with someone, you're like, sure, I'll do that extra thing that wasn't in the scope. Wait a second. Am I working for free now? Hold up, hold up. And, you know, sometimes, sometimes you do throw in the extras or the extra miles. But as a general rule, you know, as an ongoing thing, it's not healthy for you. It's not fair to you. And in the end, it's not really fair to the client either.
I completely agree. Wow, Michelle, that's a good one. It's not fair to the client either. You know, if you haven't set a standard, how could you hold people to a standard? And, you know, in all fairness, you do need to, you know, set those boundaries for your client and understand their boundaries as well. And again, that's how you create these beautiful working relationships, is when you're both working in a space that allows your needs to get met. That's just so lovely. I mean, and it applies because the client relationship is a relationship. Yes. So in the same way that you don't want to be in an abusive relationship, in a dating or marriage situation, or in a friendship where you have a friend that just constantly takes advantage of you, you know, that's not healthy. It really isn't. It's not healthy in any situation in your life. And with an employer as well, you don't want to be in an abusive relationship with an employer. And if that's you today, then, you know, we urge you to correct that by, you know, polishing your resume and finding somewhere else to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I realize that might be a scary thing in this landscape, but, you know, I think what we've learned over the past decade or so is nothing is certain. So, you know, you do your best where you are right now, but also it's okay to look after yourself for sure. I mean, I've had situations in past work situations where, yeah, it might be somewhat unspoken, but it was like, come on, you know, we're all going to give it 20 times more gusto for the team. And I'm thinking, you might like that. I do not like that. You know, because, you know, over time, it's just not going to be sustainable. And I think that's probably the key component of it, right? It's not a sustainable thing. So yeah. Even if you let a couple of things slide early on, it's eventually going to catch up with the relationship.
Don't let them slide. Set those boundaries when it comes to your time, your scope of work, your rates. Please don't let people push the boundaries on your rates. I see far too many solos and micro agencies letting other people dictate what you should charge. Right. And no one gets to decide that except for you. In the same way that, you get to decide how much you will work for. If you go work for an employer, they may, you know, they have their boundaries, they have what they can pay, but you also have a boundary of knowing what you choose to accept.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's one of those things where you just have to be transparent at the outset as clearly as you can. And like you say, don't let someone try to tell you what you need to run your business, because especially solos, you know, it's not just that you're doing the work or subbing out the work. You're also running the business. You're promoting your business. You might be doing some of the back end admin, you know, a little bit or all of it, you know, who knows? So you need to make sure, and we said this before, and you can find the rate sheet on soloprpro.com of how to figure out your hourly rate, but you have to factor all those things in, factor in your vacation time, personal days, all that stuff. So even more important, and that makes it, you know, even more important that you hold firm, with what your rates are. And, you know, because trust me, other people are charging too, and you know, they're getting the gigs. So
I absolutely love that. You're absolutely right. And, you know, a plug for Solo PR Pro, if you are an independent micro agency or even somebody that works in-house and your team is super small, Solo PR Pro is a great resource for you. Not only do you get a 24/7 community of support, but we also have a decade plus worth of resources that will help you to do your job better. So there's all kinds of professional development materials. There's ebooks, there's tip sheets, there's templates that are available for you so that you don't have to create all of that stuff from scratch. But our most popular resource is our private Facebook community, which is fantastic. It's like having an office full of super smart people that you can always ask questions of, brainstorm with, and get ideas, get support, get sanity checks, because we all need those. So if not, I encourage you to go and join.
You should definitely join. I have been a member, oh my goodness, wow, 9 or so. It's been a while. And I tell you, the Facebook group alone, worth every penny. And all of the resources, they're just incredible. There's even a resource on how to have the difficult conversation and, you know, how to do that, because you think, oh, I don't want to talk about money. I don't want to talk about boundaries and, you know, saying no. You know, the solopr.com website has all you need to help coach yourself through it. So it is really a tremendous resource. You know, you've got the smartest people in the room at your fingertips, which is pretty amazing. Well, I hope this has helped you get in a mindset of setting boundaries, especially as we, you know, look to end the season of summer and kind of get back to as normal business as can be right now in our lovely pandemic world. But we hope this has been a help to you today. And as always, you know, we would hope that you would share this if you feel it's of value to you. And please let us know what you think at soloprpro.com. And while you're there, check out all the goods. And until next time, thanks for listening to That Solo Life.